Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. We're talking about, well, not my favorite sport, but Stephanie's favorite sport,
yes.
Baseball today.
Yay!
And no, we're not talking about her favorite team.
No.
I know, you're a big Yankees fan. And we're not talking about MLB or Major League Baseball today. We're going to stay right here in good old Taiwan, where you can see live baseball games right here in your backyard.
Yay!
But there was a big news story. A couple of months ago, it turns out that one of the oldest and most famous teams in the CPBL is up for sale, or at least it was sold.
It was sold, right?
It was sold indeed, so I guess the Brother Hotel just didn't want to have it anymore. I guess it was costing them too much money, so they decided to sell it. Unfortunately, somebody bought it, so we can still expect to see them play in the season this year.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the team was put up for sale and why and who later purchased it and how it's going to affect fans here in Taiwan. Let's get started, everybody. We'll read through our lesson now.
Taiwanese baseball fans were shocked after learning that one of the Chinese professional baseball leagues, CPBL, most storied franchises, the Brother Elephants, was up for sale. The team's president, Hung Jui-ho, announced that the team was on the market due to large financial losses. In addition, Hung requested that Taiwan's government assist the team in finding a suitable buyer. Hung tried to calm fans' nerves by promising that the Elephants would still remain in the league for 2014, even if no one bought the team. The Elephants were established in 1984 as an amateur baseball team by Taipei's Brother Hotel. In 1989, the team joined the CPBL and amassed a large following. The Elephants, who are known for their yellow uniforms, achieved great success, winning a total of 7 titles during their time in the CPBL. However, like other CPBL franchises, the Elephants hit hard times as a result of the 2009 game-fixing scandal and never recovered. Still, Hung Jui-ho's announcement jolted many of the team's loyal fans. During the Elephants' final game of the 2013 season, supporters waved yellow ribbons as a send-off to their beloved team. At first, a handful of potential buyers expressed interest in purchasing the team, including HTC, Foxconn, and Cathay Financial. But in the end, the Brother Hotel decided to sell the team to the China Trust Group, and the team was renamed the China Trust Brothers. Fans are hoping that after the China Trust Group takes control of the squad, it will help restore the glory days to this legendary franchise.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look here. We're talking about the CPBL's Brother Elephants, a really popular baseball team here in Taiwan. If you know what the CPBL is, it's the Chinese Professional Baseball League's group here in Taiwan. And they've got different teams, of course, in a league. A league is a group that's made up of smaller organizations. Here we're talking about sports teams that all work together in the same league. In America, we have different sports leagues like Major League Baseball, the National Basketball League, the Football League.
National Basketball Association, actually.
Yeah, but it's still a league. So it's a group of organizations. Here we're talking about teams that are working together.
The National Football League, NFL, NHL, the National Hockey League, etc. So here we've got the CPBL, the Chinese Professional Baseball League. And the title of our story is China Trust, which is a big bank here in Taiwan. This company has bought the Brother Elephants. Now, Taiwanese baseball fans were shocked after learning that one of the Chinese Professional Baseball League's most storied franchises, the Brother Elephants, was up for sale. Here, notice that we're talking about the team itself as one unit, so we're saying the Elephants was up for sale. The team was up for sale. And again, this is part of the Chinese Professional Baseball League. It's a storied franchise. Here, let's talk about franchise. That just means like a branch company within a larger network. Lots of people say, for example, buy franchises in the McDonald's Corporation or other large corporations.
Or like Subway or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right. So you get authorization to use their name and their products, but you actually own the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, it's a franchise. We often talk about teams as being franchises in different leagues. The Chicago Bulls is a franchise in the NBA, for example. And here, storied, that just means something is a legend.
Has a really interesting history. And, of course, this particular team does have a very interesting history, so it's a storied franchise. If something's up for sale, it just means it's for sale. Someone's trying to sell it. They no longer want to own it, so they have to advertise that they're selling some sort of company or organization. Here they're putting their storied franchise up for sale. Usually put something up for sale. That's the whole verb phrase that we use. Now we've got the team's president, Hong Jae-he. He announced that the team was on the market. If you're on the market, it's another way to say it's for sale. If you announce something, you make something known in a very public way, a very formal way. Maybe he had a press conference and invited the media there to tell them, you know what? The Brother Elephants is now up for sale. We're going to sell our team for different reasons. We'll talk about what those are. But it was the team's president who made the announcement. And it says here that it was due to large financial losses. Financial refers to finances. So they lost a lot of money owning this company. And instead of continuing to lose money, they decided, you know what? We're just going to sell it to someone else.
Wow, that's kind of surprising to me because the Elephants are probably one of the most famous teams. And if they're suffering financial losses, it kind of makes me wonder about the other teams in the CPBL. Gee,
yeah.
I hope this doesn't lead to the league folding eventually. Hey, let's get out there and support these teams and keep this league alive, everybody. And in addition, Hong requested that Taiwan's government assist the team in finding a suitable buyer. To assist means to help someone by doing a share of the work. You can assist, or you can have an assist, say in basketball, for example. Jeremy Lin is known for his assists. He makes a lot of shots, but he also passes to the right guy at the right time. So he assists them, or he helps them score baskets. And here, Hong here, he wanted the government to help out. I can't do this by myself. I don't have time. I've got all these meetings. I've got to go to mainland China for some business transactions. So, hey, government, you guys can help me out. So help me find a buyer.
It's interesting that you can ask the government to do that here in Taiwan, but this is such an important part of the country that I guess the government thought, well, we can get involved and maybe help save the CPBL in this storied franchise. Well, of course, what happened when Hong made the announcement is some fans heard it, and they really were upset. I would be upset if I found out my Yankees were being sold.
That would never happen.
I could. Well, if you say someone wants to calm someone's nerves, it means they want to settle them down. It means they're upset, and so you're trying to get them to kind of just relax so they're not so worried or anxious. To calm means to get people to just settle down, you know. So we're using calm right here as a verb, but you can also use calm as an adjective, which means someone's not angry or upset or excited. But these fans really were upset. And nerves here, if you calm someone's nerves, notice we always use nerves here in the plural form. You would never say, you need to calm your nerve, which is weird. You have to use the plural form. Having nerves just means you're feeling worried or anxious, very nervous. I could say, on his wedding day, the groom was really feeling nerves. He was overcome by nerves before his wedding. He was feeling nervous. You could also say someone's nerves were on edge, which means they want to relax. They need to relax and calm down because they're way too anxious.
Indeed. So he tried to calm them down, to calm their nerves, and he promised that the elephants would still remain in the league for 2014, even if no one bought the team. So don't worry, if I can't find a buyer, I'll still finance another season for the brother elephants. And if he does find a buyer, of course, you can bet that the name of the team and the sponsor, of course, all that's going to change. I can't keep track of all the teams in the CPBL because they keep changing. Years ago, there were the Weichuan Dragons. They, of course, are long gone. There was the Lanou team, too, which was around maybe last year, and they changed into something else.
Oh, I remember that team.
And what's the team down in Tainan? The Lions or something? I guess they're still around. But, yeah, these teams always change owners and names and uniforms. It seems like the elephants has been around the longest here. And here it says the elephants were established in 1984. So we could say the elephants as the individual players and all the people involved with this corporation is plural, so the elephants were established. I guess I could also say the elephants was established if you're talking about the team as a single unit.
I wouldn't, though, no.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that earlier, though, but in any case here, they began their life in 1984 as an amateur baseball team, and they were established by the Brother Hotel right there on Nanjing Donglu here in Taipei. It's an amateur league. Amateur means just below professional. They're playing baseball, but they're not really getting support or they're not getting paid for their efforts.
I think one of the reasons why we used a different verb form at the beginning, folks, was that we said one of the league's most storied franchises was up for sale. But typically when we talk about sports teams like the Yankees, I would never say the Yankees is. I would always say the Yankees are. That's just American grammar. We treat collective nouns as a plural verb. So the elephants were established long ago in 1984, and they were considered an amateur baseball team. If you're an amateur, you're just playing for fun. You're not really trying to make a lot of money out of it or participating maybe in a sport or a hobby for pleasure, not as a job. But if you talk about sports, athletes will often start out as amateurs and then become professionals. So they started out as an amateur baseball team by Taipei's Brother Hotel. They're the ones who are sponsoring them or paying for their expenses. In 1989, that's when they joined the league, the CPBL, and amassed a large following. If you amass something, this is a verb we use to mean you gather something together, you collect it. You're able to do pretty well if you amass a large following. A following here, following's a noun, and it's a countable noun. It's a group of fans or a group of followers who really like something. You could talk about a band having a large and devoted following. And if you amass something, I wanted to mention we typically use this to talk about accumulating a lot of money or a great fortune. Wow, she amassed a great fortune by the time she was 30 years old. Now, can we say our Chinese teacher has amassed a great following, Tom?
We'd like to hope so. Our teacher is that good. But we'll let all of you decide whether that teacher deserves that large following. We certainly feel that the teacher does. Let's listen now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 前阵子大家都知道兄弟像被出售，想必刚开始听到这个消息是相当震惊的吧。我们在第一段的中间句子提到 The team's president, Hong Rui-he, announced that the team was on the market due to large financial losses. 在这里呢，董事长解释了为什么球队要出售，是因为 large financial losses 巨额的财务亏损，于是他做了这样子的宣布。在英文，我们常常用来表达公开的宣布或者是发表，我们可以用 announce 这个动词来搭配 that 来加子句。举个例子来说。 It was announced that a cold front was approaching Kaohsiung. 据报道呢，有冷风朝着高雄接近。 而除此之外，他做了这样子的宣布，后面还说 In addition, Hong requested that Taiwan's government assist the team in finding a suitable buyer. 他还希望台湾的政府可以帮助兄弟象队找寻适合的买主。在这里我们要强调的是 request, 它的动词我们称之为需求跟要求，它跟其他类似的像是insist, suggest, advise, request 都称之为意志类的动词。这类的动词后面 that 来加子句的时候，主词跟动词中间有个 should 常常被省略，所以考试在写的时候要特别小心。所以尽管这一句是 requested 过去式，可是后面子句里面的 should 被省略掉了，所以 assist 帮助还是选择用原形动词。接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子，提到 In 1989, the team joined the CPBL and amassed a large following. 第二段在说明兄弟象的历史。到了1989年，兄弟象加入了中华职棒的联盟，也就吸引了大批的球迷。在这里我们使用动词 amass, 代表着是蓄积累积的意思。 He amassed a large fortune before he died, 指的也就是他在过世之前累积了大笔的财富。而这里的 following 则是不可数名词，代表着支持者。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson for today, everybody. We're talking about the brother elephants. They are up for sale, and they were established back in 1984, so they've been around for a long time. We're talking about their history here, and one of the most important features of the elephants is their yellow uniforms. So the elephants are known for their yellow uniforms. Their jerseys and their pants, except they wear black caps, I believe. The elephants achieved great success, winning a total of 7 titles during their time in the CPBL. I don't know if that's good or bad, because the league only has 4 teams, so I don't know how many titles the other teams have, but 7 sounds pretty impressive to me.
Pretty good. That's not bad. Now, however, even though that's true, like other CPBL franchises, the Elephants hit hard times as a result of the 2009 game-fixing scandal. They never recovered after that. I heard about that game-fixing scandal. It was in the news, as most scandals are. People love to read about scandals. When you talk about hitting hard times, it means you've had some difficulties. And it's tough to recover after you've had some hard times or some difficulties in your life. Now, why did they hit those hard times? Well, it was because or as a result of this game-fixing scandal. If you fix games, it means in organized sports, people are betting on a team to win. And it's because someone on the team is actually cheating to help turn or tip the game in one direction or the other. So sometimes in organized sports, game fixing does occur where the match is played to a predetermined result, meaning there are players on one of those teams that are helping either lose the game or win the game. Typically, they're helping lose the game. And people are getting rich because they gamble on the result.
Yes, it's because of gamblers, probably because of mobsters and people like that. Of course, you can't pay the players to win a game. That's hard to do. It's very easy to actually lose a game
on purpose. You can help your team lose, that's for sure.
Although, of course, you can't be too obvious there because they'll know what you're trying to do. So you've got to make it look like at least you're trying. But this was a game-fixing scandal. And the team never really recovered. A scandal is just some kind of action or event that people consider wrong. It could happen in the government, say, for example, if a politician is having an affair with his secretary or is taking bribes from some construction company or something like that. Those would be considered scandals. And I guess they never really recovered from that. I guess fans were disinterested and ticket sales fell off. But still, even so, Hong Jae-ho's announcement jolted many of the team's loyal fans. Jolt here can refer to a burst of electricity. It can shock you. So they were shocked. You could just substitute the word shocked there. Jolted or shocked many of the team's loyal fans. How could that happen? How could he sell our favorite team? That's a crime. It's a scandal. I can't believe it. How can we go on living?
Now, during the Elephants' final game of the 2013 season, there were supporters who were there and they were waving yellow ribbons as a send-off to their beloved team. A supporter is someone who supports something. Could be an idea or a politician or a cause. Here we're talking about a fan of a sports team. So those fans or supporters were waving yellow ribbons. A send-off. A send-off here is a countable noun. It's an occasion when people gather together to say goodbye to someone who's leaving. Maybe you've had some send-offs at your company because someone's leaving the company for a while, or maybe someone's going to serve in the military and you give them a send-off, or maybe one of your foreign friends is going back home to America and you give them a nice send-off. Well, they wanted to say goodbye to their beloved team, their team they love.
Okay, so after the announcement was made, at first or at the beginning, a handful of potential buyers expressed interest in purchasing the team. So I've got a handful here. A handful generally refers to a small number, a number of things that you could fit in your hand, a handful of peanuts, for example. And these are potential buyers. If it's potential, it means it might happen, it might develop into something in the future. So yes, these are possible buyers. They expressed interest. Yeah, we might be interested in buying the team or purchasing the team. Mm. And these companies that expressed interest include HTC, which of course is known for its smartphones, Foxconn, and Cathay Financial. So these are some pretty big companies that think, well, maybe we can make some money if we buy this team.
Well, but in the end, after all of these companies expressed interest, what ended up happening in the end, or after all of these companies had expressed interest, is that the Brother Hotel decided to sell the team to the China Trust Group. That's a big company. And it was announced that the team will be renamed after the China Trust Group. Because when you own a team, you're going to want to have your company's name on the team's logo. You're going to want your team's name or your company's name on the uniforms or jerseys, as we call them as well. So I can understand that. But it's also hard for fans to see their team get a new name. Right? I would hate for my Yankees to be called something else.
Won't happen.
No.
But, they might have different owners. That's what happens in the U.S. They have different owners, but the team stays the same. The colors, the uniform, the mascot, it all remains the same. But here, those things change. And, of course, if China Trust owns this team, then, well, I don't think they're going to have their yellow uniforms anymore. That's not really a color. That's
I think China Trust is more like green and red.
Yeah, I was thinking they use more like Christmas colors there.
Right.
So you can expect some interesting uniforms there. But again, that's the official final sale of the team, the China Trust Group. And I guess you'll have to wait to see what the actual name of the team will be. Although they did announce at the time what they would call it. And fans are hoping that after the China Trust Group takes control of the squad, it will help restore the glory days to this legendary franchise. Here we've got a squad here, which is a group of usually soldiers, but it's kind of a small group who have some kind of particular mission or some kind of task that they have to do. An assassination squad, for example. But here we talk about sports squads as just another name for a team.
Yeah, you could also have a cheerleading squad. We always called our cheerleaders a squad of cheerleaders, squad of gymnasts, a rescue squad, group of people who are involved in some sort of activity. So we hope that once they start playing and they're under ownership of China Trust Group, they'll get back to their glory days and become, once again, a legendary franchise. Legendary just means very famous or well-known. Boy, we sure wish them a lot of luck. Okay, guys, we're going to listen once more to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
兄弟象在中华职棒联盟总共赢得七次的冠军，但是中间的句子提到 ,However, like other CPBL franchises, the Elephants hit hard times as a result of the 2009 game fixing scandal and never recovered.然而啊，就跟其他的球队一样，因为假球的丑闻呢，兄弟象遭遇了困境，而也没有复原了。在这里，我们来看的是 scandal 这个名词，解释成为丑闻。我们常说丑闻的主角，英文就叫做 an object of scandal。而一有丑闻发生，大家就想要去把它掩盖起来，英文就可以说 to hush up a scandal。而因为这样子的打假球案，很多球队都受伤了。而到底谁要买这个兄弟象队呢？第三段的一刊开始就提到 ，At first, a handful of potential buyers expressed interest in purchasing the team.including HTC, Foxconn, and Cathay Financial. 其实也有一些潜在的买家有表达他们购买的兴趣。在这里我们来介绍一下 potential 这个形容词，在这里呢解释成为有可能的或者是潜在的。像是 a potential problem,指的是潜在的问题 ，a potential customer 则是指潜在的买家。同样的拼法也可以用来当作名词，解释成为潜力。譬如说，某些人展现出来他的潜力，你就可以搭配他的动词 show 或者是 have potential。最后一句提到 ,Fans are hoping that after the China Trust Group takes control of the squad, it will help restore the glory days to this legendary franchise. 最后的买家呢是中国信托的集团，而球迷们则希望在中信集团接手球队之后呢，能够帮助这支传奇的球队重拾往日的荣光。我们来看一下 squad 在这里当作名词，解释成为小队或者是一个小组。那么你想要重建或者是恢复什么的话，则是可以使用动词 restore。举个例子来说，这个新来的经理，他的任务呢，就是要使公司转亏为盈，来恢复他的呢这种利润。我们就可以说 ,The new manager's job is to restore the company to profitability. 而在这里球迷们则是希望能够重新的恢复往日的光荣日子。
Thanks for joining us everyone, and we hope everybody out there will get out and support the Chinese Professional Baseball League, whether you're a fan of one team or the other.Let's keep the league in business. I want to see baseball stay in Taiwan. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.